If your past mistakes haunt you, if guilt threatens to overwhelm you, there's hope. In Romans 8:1, Paul reveals a life-changing truth. For those who place their faith in Jesus, condemnation is canceled. Every crime, every sin is forgiven. How is this possible? Well, because Jesus paid the ultimate price for us. Our sins no longer stand against us.
Many years ago, Bob Sheffield, a staff member with the Navigators Mission Organization, told of how, before becoming a Christian, he played professional hockey in Canada. He was tough. He loved to fight. In fact, he loved to fight on and off the ice. And once, as a result of a barroom brawl, he found himself in jail. Some years later, Bob and his wife became Christians, and soon after, they accepted a temporary assignment with the Navigators in the United States, and Bob had to apply for immigrant status, which would allow him and his wife to continue in ministry for an extended period of time anywhere in the United States. However, because he had a criminal record, his request was denied. After every effort to get beyond his criminal record, they decided to take a chance and apply in Canada for what is called the Queen's Pardon. Following a thorough investigation, the pardon was granted. And from the moment he received notice of the Queen's Pardon in the mail, whenever Bob was asked on some form or application if he had a criminal record, he could honestly answer no. You see, this pardon meant that the very record of the crimes that he had committed were completely erased. In fact, the notice he received in the mail read in part as follows. "Now know ye therefore, having taken these things into consideration, that we are willing to extend the royal clemency on Robert Sheffield. We have pardoned, remitted, and released him of every penalty to which he was liable." You know, when I read that, it made me think of every believer today. You've received a similar pardon. It came in the mail, so to speak, by way of a direct letter from your king. That letter is the book of Romans that we've been studying together. And the king's pardon is declared here now in the very first verse of chapter 8. This is for you. Paul writes, "There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus." Let me just unpack this verse by looking at five key words or phrases here. First, Paul begins with the words, "There is therefore." These are words of summary. In other words, based on everything we've learned in this letter, that all people are sinners and can't save themselves, that Jesus Christ is the only Savior of sinners if they'll trust in Him alone, Paul can now declare the glorious truth expressed in the following words. Secondly, Paul follows this up now with the word "now." There is therefore, based on everything we've learned, now. Well, let me tell you, beloved, this is a wonderful word of safety. That little Greek word translated now, noon, is a word of time reference. You could amplify Paul's words to read, "Therefore, at this present time, at this very moment." Paul is emphasizing that you don't have to wait until you die to know that you're no longer condemned. Freedom from condemnation is an experience that you can enjoy right now. If you've placed your faith in Christ alone and received from Him the free gift of salvation, you are right now safe. You don't have to wait until you've died to know if you're going to get into heaven. You can know that right now. By faith in Christ, you are now children of God. Well, the next word found in the king's pardon is the word "no." N-O. Therefore, there is now no condemnation. That little word communicates certainty. The word translated "no," oudes, is a very strong term. It's extremely emphatic. In fact, the Greek word is actually the first word in verse 1, and it's placed first in the Greek language to emphasize it. There's no condemnation. There is no guilt. It's completely out of the question. No, therefore, now, no condemnation. Now, Paul writes here in this one verse, words of summary and safety and certainty. And now there's a fourth word that communicates substitution. He writes, therefore, there is now no condemnation. Now, this Greek word here for condemnation only appears twice in the book of Romans, and it relates to the sentencing for a crime, and especially the penalty that the verdict demands. So Paul is in effect saying here, there's no penalty for crimes against God. That's an amazing declaration. There's no sentence that you've got to serve. Why? Well, because you've received the king's pardon, just like Robert Sheffield's pardon read. You have been pardoned, remitted, and released, note this, of every penalty to which you were liable. That's our pardon through Christ. So how can Paul say there's not one little bit of condemnation in the mind of God? I mean, really? Not even one tiny bit? Well, the next phrase in Romans chapter 8, verse 1 explains why. There is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. These are words of eternal security. See, here's the key to the king's pardon. You have to be in Christ Jesus. Since Jesus Christ was condemned, satisfying the wrath of God's judgment for the sins of the whole world, 1 John chapter 2, verse 2, those who come by faith to Christ are no longer within the reach of God the Father's wrath. They rest in the finished work of Christ on their behalf, so they are safe and secure in Him. An Old Testament event sheds a little light on this doctrine of eternal security. Noah's ark was built over the course of 120 years, and after this huge three-story barge was completed, God commanded Noah to cover the ark within and without, inside and on the outside, with pitch. It was kind of like a tar-like substance, and that was treated like paint, and it would keep the water out of the ark. It's interesting that the word for pitch is the same Hebrew word used elsewhere for atonement. You see, the ark became a symbol of atonement, and everyone inside the ark was saved, delivered from the wrath of God, that flood, the water of God's judgment when it fell on all the world outside the ark. It couldn't get inside. Those outside the ark were judged. They were outside the atoning safety of God's work. They're lost. Those inside the ark were safe and secure. What it meant for Noah and his family to be in the ark, well, it means the same for us today, to be in Christ. In Christ, He is our atoning ark of salvation. In Him, there is no condemnation now or forever. Let me tell you, beloved, the world is divided into two classes of people before the throne of God, those outside of Christ and those in Christ. Those who are trying to pay for their sins themselves, trying to earn their way into heaven, and those who are trusting Jesus, who died on the cross, shed His blood as their atoning sacrifice. Beloved, He took our place. He paid for our crimes. You could say He served our sentence and effectively earned for us our way into heaven by paying for it Himself. A magazine article some years ago told of a 67-year-old man named Bill who had donated over 100 pints of blood over his lifetime, and no doubt many people were helped. Maybe they owed their lives to this man's kindness and generosity, and that's pretty impressive, frankly. But do you think it impresses God as it relates to getting into heaven? Well, Bill thought so. Back when asked the question about getting into heaven, he said this, "When that final whistle blows, well, I'm just going to say to God, I gave 100 pints of blood." And then Bill added with a little laugh, he said, "That ought to get me into heaven." I couldn't think about how tragic that is. Let me tell you, that man is trusting in the wrong blood. The Bible says that it is only the blood of Christ, the shed blood of Jesus, that cleanses us from every sin. 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. Today, if you're outside the ark, outside the body of Christ, let me encourage you right now to accept his work on the cross for you before it's eternally too late. You need to get in the ark. Accept the King's pardon. It's in Christ. And in him, you will find safety, certainty, substitution, and security forever. And let me tell you, when Satan, that old liar, comes over to you and whispers that you're still a condemned sinner and you keep sinning and look at that sin and you don't stand a chance before God, well, you just take him up that hill to Mount Calvary and you take him to the cross where Jesus died and you point to that cross and remind him that Jesus already paid for your crimes. He's taken your punishment in your place. And because of it, there is therefore now no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus. This is the King's promise to you. This is the King's pardon for you. And he's given it to you freely because of his Son, our Prince, the Lord Jesus. Well, until we set sail again, beloved, may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.
Thanks for joining us today on the Wisdom Journey with Stephen Davey. Stephen called today's lesson "Every Crime Forgiven." Stephen is the president of Wisdom International. His passion is to help you know what the Bible says, understand what it means, and apply it to your life. Learn more about Stephen and our ministry at wisdomonline.org. Take advantage of the free resources you'll find there, and then join us back here next time to continue along the wisdom journey.